Hey guys, it's Kelly, the host of the Happy Workaholic podcast, and today I'm sharing a Facebook Live I did on my personal page and in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group last week about one of the major life changes I made, and that would be drinking celery juice every single morning. It has amazing benefits, and I really felt like I should just repurpose this video, turn it into a podcast so that I could share all this content with you guys. So I hope you enjoy it. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. Happy Sunday. It has been a week. If you guys have seen my posts on here on Facebook or on Instagram, I have some major tech issues happening in my life. And long story short, it was my hard drive, and now I have a brand new one so I can get back to work. And my to-do list is so long, but I'm so happy to get back to work. Not having a computer that works when you run a business online is seriously a nightmare. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that has completely changed my life and how I look and feel in the last week. And you're going to die when I tell you what it is. You may or may not, hey Judith, be doing this already. So as you may or may not know, I have an autoimmune disease called neuromyelitis optica, and I am on a ton of medication, like literally a ton. I did 10 chemotherapy treatments, and I've been on so many prescriptions for almost 3 years now. Can you guys see that glare? Sorry. So, hey girl. So I want to share with you what I've never actually shown anybody this, but I feel like I need to preface this live by just showing you like all the stuff that I've been putting in my system for all of the things that happen when you have a really rare and serious autoimmune disease. So every week, this is what I put into my body. It's disgusting. These are super strong medications, this entire bag. So I, with some vitamins as well, I actually fill that up in my little to-go pill case every week. So here's what I travel with in my huge purse every week. This thing is totally full. So these are the drugs that I have to take every day. And they are to help with anxiety, depression, nerve damage, and like all these other things. Because you take one pill and that creates a problem, so then you need another pill. So these pharmaceutical companies are so smart in creating that. Now, because I'm on all those drugs, I sometimes get sick. And I then have to take some of this. And it's cold medicine and cough drops and sinus stuff. And then whenever I get cold, I end up getting bronchitis. I also have some Band-Aids, Tums, like a shitload of drugs. So this is what I've been putting in my body for like the last 2.5 years. Do you see this? It's so gross. So the other day I decided I'm just over it. I don't want to put this stuff in my system anymore. And I meet with a doctor, and she helps control all my meds and really explains to me how they work together and what they do and all that fun stuff. And she said, I don't really think this is the week for you to start doing this, but I kind of already did start coming off of drugs like this. And when you're on really heavy prescriptions, you can't just stop. You need to get weaned off of them and see how it goes. So I've already done that. And I already started doing that before I met with this one doctor. And then cut to, I need to talk to the Mayo Clinic this week about my next chemo treatment and if I am getting it or not, because it's been almost a year rather than the 6, which I should have had. So long story short, I have not had one pill that I just showed you in 2 full days. I've been slowly taking myself off. She does not know, and I'm just like over taking these pills. I have anxiety and depression because I have an autoimmune disease. I have anxiety and depression because I'm on other pills. So it's like a never-ending battle. And I just wanted to, and let me just say, like, I'm not a doctor. This is exactly what I'm doing, and I don't want to tell you what to do. I'm just sharing, like, this amazing piece of produce that I'm about to share with you. That's literally changed how I feel. So when you come off really strong medications, you have to come off gradually because you get a lot of withdrawals, really bad side effects. I have my glasses on right now because my head is absolutely pounding. And the only thing I'm taking right now is my thyroid medication in the morning and ibuprofen and my vitamins. That's it. And other than my pounding headache, it's kind of like one of those sinus headaches. I've definitely been having these like ugly Kim Kardashian cries. My emotions are like off the wall and like a million other things, which I totally expected because of how strong these drugs are. And like I said, they're for anxiety, they're for depression, they're for sleeping, they're for my nerve damage, they're for like a million other things. They're really, really strong. And I've been on them for quite a number of years, and I just wanted to start healing my body with food. Cut to celery. I have been reading so much about celery juice. And if you know or not know, there's somebody called the medical medium. His name is Anthony, what is his last name? I pulled it up. I forget his last name, but I'll put his link below. So he's all about his first book. I mean, his hardcover books are like Bibles. They are like legit so long. I've been following him a while in regards to my thyroid, and I'm such a high maintenance coffee drinker, and so I don't want anything messing with my coffee situation in the morning, but I now do not have a choice. So I have been drinking celery juice first thing in the morning because I ask myself in the morning, do you want to live or do you want to die? You need your medicine. Your new medicine is celery juice. So I have been drinking this on an empty stomach. This is my mason jar. I don't have patience to do this every single morning. So what I do is do like a big batch so that I can have it for a couple days. So it's recommended that you do 12 to 16 ounces. And I think I've been doing like 14 to 16 every single day on an empty stomach. You wait like 20 minutes, then you can enjoy your iced coffee. But I've been drinking celery juice. And hey Linda, the celery juice is literally, it has completely changed my life. My skin, hey girl, hey Shannon. My skin is so firm, you probably can't tell. It's not red, it's not swollen. Usually my eyelids are so swollen here and super puffy, and that I no longer have that. So yes, I'm still having like some like really bad with headaches and withdrawal symptoms from not taking this medication, but the celery juice, hey Monica, the celery juice has literally like completely changed how I feel, not even just how I look. So like my nails are growing faster, my hair is getting longer, my skin isn't red and puffy, I have energy. You know, if you have problems going to the bathroom, it's definitely gonna help you with that. But celery juice is so good for people that have autoimmune diseases, thyroid especially, with chronic illnesses, and somebody that's trying to flush toxic chemicals, aka all of my drugs I was on, out of their system. And so what it does is it basically like grabs onto all of that stuff and pulls it out without being too graphic. So I'm cleansing my system as I am, you know, putting really good nutrients. So I just wanted to share with you guys something that I'm doing. I've decided to go against some of my doctors and, oh my God, Monica, you have to try this juice. If I can do it on an empty stomach without having my iced coffee first thing, you can totally do it. And if you make batches, it's actually a lot easier. So normally I would do my juice, which is this. There's like a million fruits and veggies in here and it looks so nasty, but it's so good. But you have to have celery by itself. You cannot mix it with other things. You can after when you juice like the big picture I just showed you, but you have to think of celery juice as your new medicine and how it's going to heal your body. It is like unbelievable. I've probably spent like 10 hours watching YouTube videos this week since my computer decided to stop working. Doing more and more research on how I can heal my body, how I can feel better. I don't want to be on drugs anymore, with the exception of maybe another chemo, but I don't want to be putting all of these drugs into my system. I haven't had my energy back and I haven't felt like myself in like 3 years until this week. And that's, today is the official day 7 on an empty stomach. I tried it last Sunday at night, but that didn't really count. That was just to like see if I could stomach it first thing in the morning. So this is actually the official day 7, and it has done like insane things, especially since I was on so many prescriptions. It's helping me heal and it's helping me feel better with all of those withdrawal symptoms on top. So if you don't have that situation going on, which most people decide to either stay on drugs or take themselves off one at a time, I'm on 12. So that's a lot of drugs to be on. And I'm not on them anymore. So we'll see how that goes. I'm just like over it. I want to be healthy. So I'm choosing to heal my body with food. So I made a little list. Okay, so inflammation for sure, like my puffy red face is slowly going away. I am not bloated anymore. Usually if I'm like one of those people that have salt, you can totally tell the next day, and it's really helping with that. And celery has other good salts in it, so that will help with decreasing that inflammation. And then my skin, like I said, is so much less red and swollen. I have so much energy. It's helping to restore everything in my body, rebalancing the pH in my body. Hey, Natasha. And it's just like so insane that I'm drinking celery juice and all these things are happening. Like good things are happening. So I guess I decided to juice and withdraw from a lot of medications at the right time. I really needed celery juice to help me. What else? So releasing the toxins. I made a list because my memory is so bad this week. But I just wanted to share with you guys like how important it is to really take care of yourself and heal your body with food as much as you can. I am a huge meal prepper. I'm like obsessed with meal prepping. My friends like don't know how I meal. A lot of my friends are like, I don't know how you make all these meals so fast. But I'm just like obsessed with meal prepping, but now I'm a juice prepper. So to conclude this Facebook Live, celery juice will literally change your life. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to shoot me a message on Facebook, or you can follow me along on Instagram at The Happy Workaholic. I have a ton of meal prepping ideas and recipes, and I always post different juice recipes that are here. Like I said, I make a batch to last me a couple days because I just don't have patience to do it every morning. And there's also one last thing I wanted to share in regards to making your celery juice is a lot of people don't actually juice, they blend. And the only difference in that is that, so I was using my Ninja and then, what's the other thing? Oh, the Vitamix. The Vitamix helps it blend a lot easier. Sometimes you need to add a little bit of water. And the difference between juicing and then blending is that my juice, when I blend it, it actually just has more fiber because I'm not typically using a real juicer. So it's just going to take a little bit longer to break down in my body, but it's still on an empty stomach. It's still strictly celery, and that's all I'm putting into my system. So you can just start with like a little juice glass just to get used to the taste, and then you can also do your fresh juice later on. I always make a batch of my fresh juice because depends on what I'm craving, and lately, like not being on all these medications, I'm craving like insane stuff, like really healthy but like weird times. So I make a batch of my fresh juice so that if I'm craving a protein shake, I can just add a scoop of that and then blend it up, or if I just want plain juice. So you can just, you know, make your life simple and do it that route. But I just wanted to share this story. I share so much more of this stuff on my podcast, the Happy Workaholic Podcast, but I feel like I needed to do... Sorry, I'm getting so many text messages right now. They should be watching my Facebook Live. Just kidding. I just feel like I should share this because coming from somebody that can never, like, I would have to have my iced coffee first thing in the morning, and now I have to look at celery juice as this is my medicine. Do I want to live or do I want to die? Do I want to be healthy or continue to feel sick? And especially now that I'm officially off these nasty medications for right now, knock on wood, I hope it continues like forever. Celery juice is my new medicine and I feel so good. And it's going to take a little while to get used to, most likely. It did like a day or so for myself, but again, I like really odd taste, but it doesn't really taste that odd. But it's definitely an acquired taste and you'll get used to it, I promise. If you need to start off with maybe like a little bit of lemon water or cucumber, like that's okay, but then go back to celery juice just by itself. I'm reading your comment, Linda. Yes, it's so much easier than doing it daily. I definitely don't have the patience. But yes, so celery juice for the win. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to shoot me a message. I just wanted to share this because I seriously can't believe the results. Like, I wish I could show you. I wish I took a picture of like before and after. Well, I'm sure I have like a million selfies, but my skin was just so red and puffy and swollen, and now it's like so firm. Like, I can't even believe it. It's just crazy. Not just my face, but like my energy, my body, like everything. I feel so different. So if you guys want to hop on the celery juice train, just do it. You need to just at least try. It's changing my life. It's changing how I feel. And I'm no longer on prescription medicine. And the guru of celery juice is the medical medium. So as soon as I get off this live and share it in a few of my groups, I'm going to post the link for his site. And he also has a YouTube channel. But if you just Google or go on YouTube, benefits of celery juice, you're going to die. There's so many benefits from this freaking piece of produce. It's like unbelievable. But that's all I wanted to share. So happy Sunday. I'm going to get back to work. As I mentioned earlier, I was without my beloved computer for a number of days. So I have a ton to catch up on. And that's it. Go buy some celery. Organic is the best, of course. But if you guys have any questions, hey Amy, shoot me a message and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, leverage your LinkedIn and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.